listening to CJLO 6090 AM in Montreal.
For CJLO News, I'm Serena Abuljoud. On Friday, September 6, protester Samar Al-Khdour was issued a warrant for her arrest after yelling at Federal Immigration Minister Mark Miller when she saw him leave his office. Al-Khdour refused the conditions of her arrest, turned herself in on Monday, and appeared in court on Tuesday. She, along with two other protesters, were arrested and charged with criminal harassment as well as mischief. Al-Khdour had been organizing regular sit-ins outside of Miller's office in Verdun since March, calling on the federal government to improve its visa program for family members of Canadian Palestinians who are still in Gaza. In January 2024, Al-Khdour's 13-year-old daughter, Jenna, who suffered from cerebral palsy and was trapped in Gaza, received the green light from the Canadian government to join her family in Quebec, 2 weeks after she died of malnutrition caused by Israel's siege on Gaza. Al-Khdour agreed to stay 50 meters away from Miller and his staff and to refrain from speaking publicly about the case. However, she said she will continue to demonstrate outside his office. On Thursday, September 12, Concordia and McGill students rallied in front of McGill's Arts Building, calling on both universities' administrations to divest from companies with ties to Israel. Students marched from McGill to Concordia, stopping inside the EV building first, then making their way to the Hall Building, where they formed an occupation. Protesters hung banners that said, "You repress the students, this is how we respond, long live the student intifada." The cops were called on campus as soon as protesters went up the floors. They finished off outside Hall and dispersed in pairs. On Sunday, citizens and rights group assembled outside the Jewish General Hospital to protest against Bill 96. This comes after a recent government directive that aimed to control the use of languages other than French in healthcare settings. The directive stated that only individuals with English language education certificates could communicate exclusively in English with the healthcare and social services system. This also applies to those who only spoke English with healthcare facilities prior to May 13, 2021. The backlash caused by this directive led to a new improvement. Last Thursday, Quebec's National Assembly passed a new motion affirming that Anglophones won't need the certificate to get treated in their mother tongue. That being said, the original directive will remain in force until a new one is rewritten. Protesters hope it will be dropped entirely.
I hate the word, as I hate hell, all Montagues.
I had a dream last night, 'cause it looked just like a dream. I had a dream last night, but it looked unlike a dream. Mercy, mercy, I'm made of cloth. Make me a suit so I can get it off. Heaven help me, my head's spinning round. Stop this airplane, 'cause I got to get down. I had a dream last night, and it fit me like a
Oh, wait. are listening to Dreamscapes on CGLO 1690 AM. We were just listening to Whatever, I Had a Dream by the Bad Old Surfers from the album, the original soundtrack to Romeo and Juliet by Baz Luhrmann, directed by, we were discussing who had seen it, who hadn't seen it. Mm-hmm. Who had seen it? Oh, it's an eclipse tonight, in case you're wondering why everyone's acting crazy.
We're all a little crazy tonight.
We're taking all the equipment's having a great I'm not being sarcastic. All the equipment is having a great time tonight.
It did sound a little sarcastic, so that's
I'm sorry, I have clarified. To it's because of the eclipse. I'm working on it.
Don't blame it on the eclipse.
I know. Man. Yeah, sorry. I'm sorry, you guys. So Jade, you had seen Jade?
Yeah.
Do you prefer French tonight?
I like when you call me Jade.
Yeah. Okay. So Jade. Mm-hmm. So you saw Romeo and Juliet?
Yeah, we had to watch it in high school.
Me too.
Yeah.
Were you into it?
I was kind of into it.
I was into it.
You know, I liked that Shakespeare.
I watched it outside of class too.
Oh.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
We were really into it. Yeah. It's a good one.
It's a good one. It's a good adaptation.
I feel like you've seen it, Natalie, and maybe you're just conflating it with.
We had to see a lot of versions of Romeo and Juliet, so I'm like trying to. It's all a blur right now, to tell you the truth.
There's like the old one.
The really old one. I think that's the one I remember the most because of the costumes.
Yeah.
I pay more attention.
Yeah. Updated version. Best Mercutio ever is in the Baz Luhrmann version for sure. Paul Rudd. Plays a tiny role in that one as well.
Oh my god, I'm blanking.
It's okay. Maybe we should rewatch it.
Yeah, I'll have to see pictures probably remember.
Leonardo DiCaprio wears like great. It's all these great shirts. Great shirts. Everyone remembers the iconic shirts.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
Hard to forget. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So we're moving along.
Let's move along.
How are you guys doing tonight?
You know,
eclipse vibes.
I must say, like, the whole day I was like, oh, this eclipse is so smooth, like I'm feeling great. Mm-hmm. But now I think it's like, oh, actually I don't know.
Hard to know. We also just got word from NASA that there's an asteroid headed directly towards Earth tonight. We also, in Montreal anyways, have a high chance of seeing auroras still, I think, although you have an app that's telling us it's lower than what people are predicting. You have an app.
Last night, though, that I checked. Sorry, I haven't checked tonight.
Let's check later. So sorry.
Yeah, sorry, because I thought that the, like, having a full moon will really impact seeing the northern lights, but it actually doesn't impact as much. So if there are chances, despite having a full moon, if that makes sense, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I don't understand how we can have Aurora Borealis, the lights from Club 737 that I think are the Aurora Borealis, the asteroid coming down, it being a super full moon. And an eclipse at the same time. It feels like too many things, and maybe they should have taken one thing off of what is going on. And Jade, if there's an issue with the computer, I will help you with it in a minute. Okay. Yeah.
I got it.
Yeah.
How's, so do you guys want to hear a dream that Drake had? Does that feel interesting for us to analyze tonight? I just need like 1 minute to find it in the book. If you guys just want to talk amongst yourselves about the eclipse or your dream.
Yeah, I just find it really special that the eclipse is actually starting while we are on air.
We're going to do a live eclipse report. So
feels special.
It is special, and I'm really excited to share it with you guys. I feel like this is the first eclipse we've been together. And also, I'm not going to fall out the window. I'm just saying that just to make sure everybody heard me say that.
Okay.
I am committing to not falling out the window, but the way that the window is... Oh, yeah. Sorry. Excuse me. I hate this, though. One second. Guys, we're just being really fidgety tonight. I'm sorry.
We
don't have a good angle for where the moon rises, and I feel like also...
Yeah.
We're going to have some...
We might have to just leave the room for some minutes. I'm kidding.
Yeah. We're going to just like let the music roll. No, just kidding. We're not doing that. Okay. Drake, We'd like to hear Drake's dream. Do you want to also, sorry, I think I said last time that we also were going
there to... There was a Madonna.
Madonna, yeah, and I can... Okay. The Madonna one was great. I don't think there's anything to, like, discuss, really, in terms of the symbolism, but it was cool.
Yeah, for those of you who didn't hear us last week, Nina has this great book of, like, what's the title?
The Dreams Behind the Music.
Mm-hmm.
So, Craig Webb.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, so... Okay, Madonna first. Madonna first? Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pop star and singer Madonna attributes a lot of importance to her dreams, not only records them in journals, but also shares them with friends. In 1988, she dreamt... Am I too low still? Yeah, we're getting like all the hand gestures. In 1988, she dreamt that she and actress Sandra Bernhard had survived a catastrophe and were the only two people left on the planet. I would watch that movie for sure. Bernhard was a casual acquaintance that she had met a few years earlier. However, about 2 weeks later, she discovered that the dream was either precognitive or telepathic, since she attended an off-Broadway play that Bernhard was in and was amazed to hear that the actress share a fantasy where she and Madonna survived World War II and were the last two people alive. It's interesting to note that Madonna's biography containing this dream was published about 2 weeks after September 11th. I would watch that movie though. Madonna and Sandra Bernhard. Yeah, that would be really funny. So that's Madonna. Yeah, there. Do we hear ourselves?
Yeah.
Sorry, we're just blaming everything on the... No, we're not. You can't blame everything on...
We can.
But we shouldn't. You. Yeah. Okay. Is it time to talk about Drake?
Yeah.
Sure. Why not? Let's just get it over with. Okay. So Drake, here's how this sentence starts. Canadian superstar rapper Drake revealed the recurring dream behind his song Fireworks, in which he finds himself in a field near where his uncle often golfed and also beside his grandfather's burial. Quote, I kept having this dream that I was standing in the middle of that field and watching these fireworks go off. End quote. Drake contemplated the dream for quite a while and concluded that it shows how the high level of success offers him the opportunity to, quote, make a lot of things happen, not only for myself, but a lot of people around me. Thoughts? Contemplations?
Contemplations for now for me.
One contemplation, please. Let's go to the ads. No, wait, we have a minute or two before we go to the ads. Actually, why don't you guys talk for a second? I'm going to...
Do you know much about Drake?
I was just gonna say that, like, I know not really. Yeah.
Same. I just know he's Canadian. I think he's from Toronto.
Yes, I love the low level of interest in Drake that you guys have.
And there's like beef between him and another.
Oh, Kendrick Lamar right now. Yeah. But I mean, I think a lot of people feel a lot of different ways about Drake.
Mm-hmm. But what is he saying about the firework, I guess, you know?
I just don't know if a reoccurring dream about playing in a golf, like playing golf next to a tombstone while fireworks are going off, is about your success as an artist. Like,
I think he's missing something.
I am sure that he is missing something, and I wish he would come on the show. I don't, actually, but...
Let's call him in right now.
Hey, Drake.
Let's call in a favor.
Look, if we could have anybody come on the show, I'm not wasting that on Drake. I'm so sorry if he's definitely not listening. Yeah. But it's like, if I only had one person, though, I'm not. I mean, if he wants to come on, I guess.
We just crushed him.
But if he comes on, does that mean that we can't get like Rihanna or any, like, I don't want that really. And I think he has beef with Megan Thee Stallion. Like, I would take many people over him. Mm-hmm. I feel like, actually, I for sure don't want him on the show. Sorry, I just remembered a couple things about him, and I definitely don't want him on the show. So sorry, Drake. I even regret reading the thing aloud. Sorry.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyways, what we're discovering, though, is that he doesn't have good level of introspection.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So maybe that's what we're taking from that dream.
Yeah.
Tombstones, golf, golf,
fireworks.
Fireworks. What do you? What do those symbols mean to you guys?
Fireworks, not always something good, honestly, because I had a dog that was really scared of fireworks. So for me, it was also connected to like anxiety. Like he would be so nervous, and so I would often get mad when there are fireworks and they were too loud, and I would think of how people are not really too mindful of like other animals, you know. And so yes, I won't say I don't enjoy seeing them, but over the years I was like, yeah, do we actually need them? I don't think so.
Yeah.
So that's that's my association with one of the symbols.
I think there's obviously something with like the father figures and this kind of lineage, and I don't know, I'm just sensing there's something about, oh, I'm trying to make myself in the world as a man, and I'm producing this, you know, in air quotations, amazing music. And I think the firework is his own kind of, I'm great, you know. It's like a self-validating kind of thing.
And you said you don't know a lot about Drake. Come on. You just nailed it. Yeah.
Just saying.
He's very self-aggrandizing. I don't know how you say that word. I can't. Listen, growing up in Montreal, you just guess what vowels are. You're just like, I'm just gonna try it. Jade, I don't know.
Really egocentric.
Yes.
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. Like, for him, it's like fireworks, just greatness. But I'm like, actually, not always.
No, it can be terrifying. So. And also to have it near someone's also, I don't know. How do you guys feel about golf courses? Because I find them at best very boring, and at worst, like bad.
They're destructive as well for the environment. So yeah, there's a lot of layers to that, and I think he was focusing on himself.
Yeah,
in that.
I feel like we really got a lot out of that he didn't get. So, anyways, Drake, if you're listening, I don't know what to tell you.
Stop.
Do some introspection. Okay, we're going to go to an ad break. Just before that, do we have like a countdown to the illumination? Maybe we should be doing a countdown to the eclipse and moon illumination, because it's going to change really fast, right? We're going to be at 100% illumination, and then it's going to go like, whoop, it's a partial eclipse, so we're not like totally going down to zero, but.
It's supposed to start at 8:40, okay. But I can do a deeper research.
Okay, but so now at 8:18, we're still at 100% illumination. Is that correct?
I believe
DJ Nut is on.
Yeah,
she's on the case.
Talking.
On the case, yeah.
Doop.
Yeah.
Okay.
We shall see.
Okay, cool. Well, we'll just go to the thingo, and we'll be right back. Go into the thingo, you know, technical stuff. You're listening to Dreamscapes, the most technical show on CJLO. What's up?
Pour some sweet tea and tune in to the freshest of folk, roots, indie, and more, along with some favorites of the past. The best of old and new meet together in The Alley every Friday at 11 a.m. only on CJLO 1690 AM.
The Pop Montreal International Music Festival is back from September 25th to the 29th. You won't want to miss the best upcoming artists from at home and abroad. All across the Mile End, you can check out local CJLO favorites such as Amory, Dresser, Jane Penny, Knitting, Laughing, Night Lunch, Ribbon Skirt, Eve Jarvis, Pool Girl, and much more. Plus, you won't want to miss legendary international acts such as Beverly Glenn Copeland, Spirit of the Beehive, Manny Fresh, and the list goes on. There's something for everyone, so make sure to also check out Puce Pop, Film Pop, and Kids Pop as well. Check out the full lineup at popmontreal.com. Tickets are on sale now.
Session CJLO, c'est quoi ça, hein?
Oh, CJLO! Station collage, hein?
Collège, hein? C'est quoi ça?
Concordia!
Université!
Ouais!
Montréal!
Ouais!
Québec! C'est...
Hi, that was Jesse and Lisa from The Last Stop being chased by Godzilla. And you're listening to CJLO 1690 AM. We're here with DJ Nat, DJ Jad, and DJ Nina on Dreamscapes, a very special episode reporting live about the eclipse and giving you hot takes about Drake that nobody asked for. And
Eclipse Day.
Eclipsity?
Full lunar eclipse.
Do you guys have things you want to share about the eclipse? We were talking about maybe researching dreams, like how I had maybe some nightmares last night. Did you guys have nightmares?
No,
I don't think so.
Yeah.
No, not last night.
I actually slept pretty well. I wonder about tonight. Mm-hmm. You know, like how is it going to be tonight? Because... you know, there's no really, like, scientific research or whatever, but, like, some of the astrologers that I do follow, they were saying, like, during an eclipse, people do tend to have more vivid dreams. Mm-hmm. So, maybe something to pay attention tonight, and just tell us how your dream was. Mm-hmm. Of tonight, we will be really curious too. Maybe we could start our own research asking people how their dreams are during an eclipse.
Mm-hmm.
So, how about you, Nina? You did have a bad dream last night?
I did.
Yeah?
I did, yeah.
Okay.
I'm not talking about it.
Okay. No, okay. No, we don't. That's it's just okay. Interesting to note, right?
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll see what tonight is like.
Yeah.
So...
but yeah, I guess also like in broader terms, some of the themes connected to an eclipse is like our shadows, right? Like our shadow parts of ourselves that are a bit more unconscious. So I think that to me it does connect to dreams because it often dreams are also connected to our unconscious.
Mm-hmm.
Part, so I think there is some connection there, and it's DJJ is nodding,
I agree. And I think eclipse kind of brings, I don't know, this kind of unknown aspect and unsettled feelings in us, and our dreams are perhaps a bit more fearful or more intense and vivid, as you were saying. I think there was something that I read just the other day about, I think it was something about like during eclipses or like huge shifts in the moon, there's something called like big dreams, and it's supposed to be more vivid, more intense, and we usually recall more.
Okay.
Rather than like just normal ones. So, yeah. I don't know what that. I don't know if there's like specific things that are, you know, big dreams, but that's what I've read.
Yeah, interesting to also pay attention, right? Because I think we're entering the eclipse season. So, I think it's something that will be interesting. Even for us three to be like, I know we always check in on our dreams, so perhaps this is something we will notice in the upcoming weeks or months.
If
you are listening and you also want to share our dreams, remember you can always do so, right, Nina? They can write to us
100%. We have an email account, we have an Instagram account, we accept voice notes.
You can stay anonymous or you can share your identity. We always let the dreamer share as much as they feel comfortable. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I do think one of the themes of eclipses that you guys were talking about too, like, really stems from the fact that people were so used to full moons looking a certain way. And like, because eclipses don't happen, they only happen, like, a lunar eclipse would only happen 2-3 times a year. So they would be expecting it to be a full moon and have the light of the full moon to, like, have a party or whatever it is that they're doing. And then, like, there's this shadow. So I feel like that feels ominous. Yeah. Yeah,
it's disruptive, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that makes people feel weird. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Should we do a little music?
Yeah.
And come back? Okay, we're going to listen to some music. And then we're going to come back. And you're listening to, what's our show called?
Dreamscapes.
And we were talking about how we do every need to Tuesday. Do an ID. Now that we've heard everybody else's ID. Okay. See you in a minute.
Of the flame.
You're listening to Dreamscapes on CGLO. That was Grimes with Genesis. Before that, you heard Arizona by Wonderhorse. I'm trying to be a good DJ and actually say the things because I often don't, because we're also deep in discussion about whatever is we're talking about, whatever symbols. So we were talking off air a little bit about how some people were saying that this is an eclipse where you should watch your dreams, like specifically because of the and I think we want to do an episode about this, maybe, like, why is it that when people are talking about different planets, there's like an association with different deities or different mythologies, and so Neptune is often associated with dreams and the dream world. Pluto also, and we talked about that a bit when we were talking about this book by James Hillman, that this association with the underworld is associated with dreams, but also Neptune. And in some forms of astrology, Neptune is associated with the the symbol of Pisces, the sign symbol. Mm-hmm. They call it a sign, but I think if we're going to talk about it, we might talk about it like it's a symbol, which is, I think, cool. Those guys, are you guys up enough? Yeah, those guys are associated with dreams and the dream world. And also, interestingly, because we've talked about movies before, mm-hmm. Neptune is also associated with, like, kind of ruling over movies, not like Netflix style, but more like olden day movies where there was like this the boundary between reality, like the reality that you were in and the reality of the screen was really blurred. It, like, really blurred reality. That's mm-hmm. like kind of a Neptunian thing, mm-hmm. the association. Yeah. So this eclipse has some of those elements, right. allegedly. And so that's why people, I think, online are talking about that a lot right now. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So the end kind of thing there that we gather is that we want to pay more attention to our dreams. That's what you're saying.
Many people have said to do that. Yeah. So, I mean, yeah. I'll take it, mm-hmm. you know.
Mm-hmm. And that's a good opportunity also for, like, daydreaming, right? Like,
that's, yeah, you were saying you heard that. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think every day is a good opportunity for daydreaming. Like, exactly. Let's not downplay that. I don't need any kind of Neptune Pisces thing to be into daydreaming, but whatever. Also, just, like, want to note, we have had a lot of Pisces on this show. I can think of three off the top of my head. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that is interesting. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And the moon is in Pisces mm-hmm. right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's part of the dream thing. Mm-hmm. Part of mm-hmm. why they're like, yeah, guess what? You're going to dream a lot tonight. I don't know.
Yeah.
Or that's my TikTok voice. That, yeah.
Yeah, the TikTok voice.
And it's also why it's supposed to be like a softer eclipse compared to others. Right? In softer, I don't know in what sense, but less intense.
I would have to hear someone talk about that to know if that's just because of what we're just talking about now. People have many interpretations, as we know.
Yeah.
The world is full of interpretations of things. Mm. I'm very excited to see. Well, I guess I'm not excited to see, but I'm anxious to find out what's going on with that asteroid. Feels like NASA just drops that on the internet mm-hmm. and then doesn't give us updates. I can look for an update if
definitely look for an update. I'm looking into different, like, ways. I'm kind of on a little side note here. There's apparently, like, this dreambank.net.
What?
Yeah.
Tell me more.
Which is a website where you can let's see. You can explore the use of different technologies and how people are experimenting with different dreaming applications.
Okay. Continue.
Which is kind of cool.
Yes.
Right?
Did you listen to... Sorry, are you finished? Can I interject?
Yeah. No, of course.
Did you listen to this Jungian Life podcast episode where they were talking to someone who was talking about using AI to record his dreams so that then he could search for the dream? Yeah.
No.
He also had a thing where you could, like, make a picture of your dream using AI, which mm-hmm. I don't love. Like, I don't love when people use AI mm-hmm. to make pictures, because I'm like, humans should do that. I mm-hmm. feel strongly about that. Like, I understand sometimes it makes sense, but not in that mm-hmm. case, I feel. But what was cool was that, like, he could record all of his dreams and then search the word, like, bear, and then see all of the times he had a dream with a bear in it, and then, like, see the progression of the symbol, how the symbol changed.
Oh, interesting.
Which I think is cool. Yeah. I should find the name of the app, actually, now that mm-hmm. we're talking about it. Yeah. Hmm. Because they were, I was like, I'm waiting to hear about how, like, you're mining all this data so that, like, you can sell me something. And they were like, we don't, it's very private and we don't want anybody to have access to it.
Oh.
And I was like, cool, okay, then I'm in.
So they're not going to try and sell, like, a bear harness?
Yeah, it's not, yeah. it's like.
Yeah.
Or what like is a bear? What's a bear harness?
Like a saddle. So you for can a bear? Ride it. Yeah.
Okay. Truth or dare?
Dare.
Will you ride a bear?
I would totally ride a bear.
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
That's the most insane I've known you.
Especially if it's in a dream.
In a dream, fine.
Oh my God.
But in real life, I would never.
No, I'm scared of bears.
Yeah.
Like most people.
Maybe like a nice one that was little. Not a grizzly.
But then I'd feel bad. I don't want to ride a bear.
If it wanted me to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm speaking more like, you know, in the imagination.
What's an animal you would never ride, not even in your dreams?
I don't know. That's a tricky question.
Me, it's camel.
Yeah?
I'm scared of camels.
Oh.
I was going to ask if crocodile was the animal.
No.
You, because it I tends totally to would ride show it. Up, right?
On yeah, your dreams. No. It's true. No, I think that. That if the animal wanted to take me on an adventure somewhere and they're like, hop on, I would go, you know?
I guess if that's the context.
Yeah.
Then it's different.
I need the consent.
Yeah. Maybe it's not a good question that I asked. Yeah. Maybe the question is like, under what conditions of invitation would you go frolic with the animal and let it take? Yeah. Okay, fine. Natalie?
Yes.
Any animals that you feel like, well, what about the question of an animal you would like for, what are we doing right now? Are we doing truth or dare?
This is Eclipse Truth or Dare.
Oh my God, I think it has started. 8:40.
Let's check the percentage. Live update. I'm going to look out the window. You guys have to talk.
Live update. Nina is coming around and she is going
we
to.
We are. Checking for the full lunar eclipse in Pisces.
It's not scary. I can't see anything.
It's a little bit scary.
I'm also really up really high, and that was maybe a little dangerous.
Okay, so we're not in a good position to actually see the moon yet.
No.
But we will hopefully, at the end of the show, we will have more info.
Yeah.
If you have the chance...
Definitely.
Yeah, how do we feel actually about looking at the lunar eclipse? Mm-hmm. Like in general, right? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't
know. I'm sorry, I'm pointing at you maybe. It's just because it might move.
No, it's okay. I understand.
Did you see anything? You
I saw not
see.
I saw the lights from
you
the
lights.
The whatever sport that is stadium. Yeah.
I saw nothing.
What do they play there?
Football.
Sports. Yeah.
American football.
Football. Yeah. I think we should always call it that because
I like it.
It feels like even as alienating as I feel from it. Okay.
So how do we feel about the eclipse?
Yeah.
Looking at it.
I don't know. But I'm going to look at this one. I think, you know what? Let's go to the ad break. Come on back with some more eclipse talk. We have some music and some more dreams. And we're going to keep bothering all of you about our opinions about the eclipse, and we're going to come back with Eclipse Truth or Dare.
I love it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Are you going to have a good truth or dare for us?
I'm going to try to think, yeah.
Cool. Okay. Okay, we're going to the ad break. 1 second.
Hey, man. What are you listening to? Is this Weezer? Are you really listening to Weezer right now? It's 2021, bro. Pull up to the castle. Every Friday at 1, only on CJLO 1690. It's good, I swear.
The International Projection Mapping Festival, MAP-MTL, returns for its 9th edition from September 24th to 28th. Don't miss their flagship event, the Digital Block Party, from September 26th to 28th at Skate Park Van Horn. On the program, mapping projections, electronic music performances with Shift Radio, food stalls, creative workshops, all in a neighborhood party atmosphere. Reserve your free tickets on mapmtl.com.
In the middle of the night on November 20th, 1967, the city of Halifax demolished the Seaview United Baptist Church in Africville. Weddings, funerals, club meetings, Bible groups, and baptisms were all held there, making the church the social and cultural center of the community. Founded by former slaves and black loyalists, Africville was a settlement in the outskirts of Halifax. Residents built their own homes, their own church, and a school for their children. They paid taxes, but never received paved roads, garbage collection, running water, or electricity. Instead, the city would use Africville as the site for a dump only a few feet away from the church. This led to Halifax City Council designating Africville as a slum. In 1962, despite protests from Africvillians, Halifax City Council voted to relocate residents, bulldozing their homes without their knowledge and forcing them to leave their belongings. When the church was destroyed, people viewed it as the final blow. Their homes were lost forever, their community torn apart. The city of Halifax formally apologized in 2010, stating that, quote, "The repercussions of what happened to Africville linger to this day. Africville, a part of our heritage."
Hi, you're listening to Dreamscapes on CGLO, reporting live from the Eclipse Supermoon Asteroid Attack and Truth or Dare episode. Jade is shaking her head at me. Jade, do you have a good truth or dare for me? It's hard on the spot, eh? I'm like way out of practice. This was like...
Yeah. Okay, well, truth or dare. Dreamscape style.
Truth?
Okay.
Dare? Should I say dare?
What would you tell?
Mm-hmm. I'm listening. I'm here. I'm in for it. I'm in it.
Would you tell the moon your deepest secret?
It's hard to know that one. Is it the real moon or is it a dream moon?
This is all dream.
Dream moon could do anything. The real moon, yes. A dream moon? I don't know. Because a dream moon could do anything. How do I know that the dream moon is not like going to just go talk to everyone right after?
Right.
But I would say my initial response is yes. Because I do feel like it's very easy to talk to the moon. Mm-hmm. The moon doesn't judge you. It's like a good listener. Mm-hmm. Provides light when it's full.
Yeah.
So I feel like overall, yes, but in a dream, I would have some questions.
Okay.
Yeah.
And would you try to look for certain things to make that judgment call?
Well, is the moon acting like erratic? Like, is it up in the sky or is it about to fall down? Like, is it going to do something crazy? Like, I have often like weird environment dreams, like weird stuff is happening in the environment. Like, if the moon is like crumbling and disintegrating, I don't think I'm about to be like, "Hey moon, guess what? I'm telling you a secret." Like, it's falling apart on its own. It doesn't need to know my problems.
And would
problems.
You whisper it or would you yell it?
That's so
if
hard.
If you trusted it.
Yeah, if I trusted it, I would whisper it because like that means it could hear me no matter what, right? No? But also, it'd be cool to yell it. Mm-hmm. What's your preference? Yell or whisper?
Definitely whisper.
You feel like it hears
I'm
you better, right?
I'm a quiet person.
You're a whisperer.
It feels like if you yell it, all the other planets hear it too, and then it's like, is it a secret anymore? Or does everybody know now?
Also, I find if I yell, I'm angry. Mm. So
it takes practice to project your voice without it sounding like you're mad. That's like a whole degree. Yeah, it's like a theater degree. Yeah.
Natalie, what about you? Would you tell the moon? Would you tell the moon your like deepest secret?
Real or imaginary moon? It could be in a dream or it could be real moon.
No, dream moon.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Oh, dream, no, dream sorry, world. I did that. Sorry.
Yeah.
I have no secrets, Jade. So whoa. What can I say to this
that's,
moon?
That's okay, surest sign that people have secrets is when they're like, oh, I have no secrets.
I have no secrets.
I'm an open book.
And you had your eyes closed when you said it.
Your fingers were crossed behind your back. No, it's a joke.
A dream moon, yes. Yeah, mm-hmm. Of course.
You guys trust.
It's a good chance to like, just like release your secret, you know?
Yeah.
I just feel.
In a dream, I think, yeah, it will be a good, I think.
I respect your decision and I appreciate it. And I like respect both you guys, but I do not trust dream moons. Maybe that's my problem.
But now I'm kind of regretting because I do talk a lot in my sleep.
Yeah. So maybe what you're if, saying what it if aloud.
I, yeah, exactly. Yeah. What if I say it out loud?
That dream moon is going to lull you into a false sense of security. And then all of a sudden, everybody's going to know. I don't know.
I did when I was in kindergarten. I did say out loud my crush's name. And then my sister, of course, was always like teasing me. So now I'm regretting. Maybe I shouldn't tell
Sorry, them. I ran across the room when you said that. I was like, what?
It's true.
In your sleep, you said it?
Yeah, yeah.
No, so, come on.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Maybe I don't trust this moon anymore as I thought. I am a Libra, as you know, so I'm like, yes, I will tell it. No, I won't.
Hard
so
to make
knows
decisions.
Exactly. Who knows it, at the end of the day, what would I do, actually? I don't know.
Yeah. What would a Libra do? They don't even know. But that's okay. That's why we do. People do love Libras.
It's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We love all the signs. We're not going to be a show where we don't love certain signs. That's really weird. Mm-hmm. Somebody made a face.
No. I haven't nothing against any sign, really. Like
certain people. People we have problems with. But signs, shade. No. Yeah. That's normal.
Yeah.
Okay. So we have some, I think we have time at least for one of the dreams that you selected, Natalie.
Yeah. It's a short one.
Let's do it.
Black Sabbath. Oh my god, I'm like, oh, no glasses today, but I can do it. So, among many other awards and honors in the heavy metal music, Black Sabbath has won 2 Grammys for Best Metal Performance and were inducted into the UK Music Hall of Fame in 2005 and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2006. So, okay, that was just like context. Lyricist bassist Geezer Butler was inspired by a dream for the lyrics and song title for the band's Behind the Wall of Sleep. Another dream by Butler about mythologies and the creation of the universe is reported as the source for the band's song Symptoms of the Universe. So, doesn't really explain what the dream was. But just interesting to know it was about the creation of the universe and stuff. Wow. So
okay, I like it. Should we listen to? Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
No, sorry. Let's continue talking about this for a second before I, or I will. Okay, I will. I will ask the question. So we missed an opportunity to play Drake before, which I'm okay with. I actually had made. People are making faces. Yes, and I had actually made a playlist of. Like the original songs that Drake had sampled to make certain songs. And maybe that's something we'll do another time, is do a deep dive into, I don't know what, we'll find more dreams that Drake has had and we can play. Jade is like, no. Jade is like, we're not doing it. Okay. So anyways, I do have a playlist of original songs that Drake has sampled though, and he was interested. Mm-hmm. Now, do we want to listen to Black Sabbath, or we do... I think we can do a quick moon report, maybe get into Dark Side of the Rainbow, which I can introduce really shortly, and then see if we have time after for the Black Sabbath. If not, we can come back next week. We could always come back. We've played Black Sabbath before. We've played Crazy Train. That was one of our first episodes. We played Crazy Train.
Well, that was Ozzy.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's true.
Jay knows her heavy
get
metal.
It twisted. Okay. I'm going to just do like one tiny more moon check if you guys are okay to see if I can see it. Okay.
Yeah.
You guys just keep holding down the fort.
Nina's going to the window to see if she can see it.
It's being very, I'm safe. I'm not doing anything.
So I also just on a quick side note because Nina reminded me of this, that the first dream that we actually discussed on our show was about a train, right?
Mm-hmm.
Was it a red train? Or was
Red train.
Okay. So on Sunday, I was at a gallery called BAM, which they also have. It's also like a record store slash gallery. And I found this vinyl that's called 3 o'clock train of dreams, and it's red. So I took a picture because I was like, oh my god, I think that the train was red, and I just thought it would be cool to share it with both of you.
Well, maybe we can play that song last. Maybe we'll go just real quick into this song. It's only 3-ish minutes, so we'll see how long it takes us out, and then we can go into the song from there. I love that. Do you have a moon illumination situation?
Illumination is 98.
Aha.
Yeah.
Aha, because it's starting.
Yes.
Because it's starting. It's supposed to be 100, you guys.
Mm-hmm.
But it's 98. And tonight we're mathematicians. Normally we're not, but tonight
we are.
We're
being precise.
Yeah, we're being real precise.
Yeah.
Oh.
Uh-huh. Yes. Mm-hmm. Fascinating. Okay, so we're going to go into Dark Side of the Rainbow because we were like, maybe we should play Dark Side of the Moon. And then we were talking about how there's the auroras, which could be the rainbow. Dark Side of the Moon could be the eclipse. Sorry, I'll talk into the mic again. This is, I know these people. I am related to one of them. And this is a song that my cousin and his wife created where one was singing Dark Side of the Moon and the other was singing Somewhere Over the Rainbow, to illuminate how the movie of The Wizard of Oz lines up with the album Dark Side of the Rainbow by
Pink Floyd.
Okay, thank you. So here we go. Let's see if this fits.
I love that. Thank you for sharing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. much for listening to Dreamscapes, and stay tuned for Hitting All the Bases with Sam, and keep your eye on the moon.